Hey, we got a special guest joining us here in the studio. Vice President of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, George Lindquist, is back with us here. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Adam.
Excellent to have you back, and can't wait to kind of pick your brain a little bit. But I want to start with a little good news first. You shot a buck?
I actually did.
Yeah, in Marquette County, right?
Marquette County, yep.
Now, I'm not going to share specifically, but I'm assuming you were on your property?
Actually, I was on public property.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yep.
All right. And was this the only buck that you saw so far this year?
Still, yes. I've gone back out, you know, some and looked around some, but of course I'm not hunting as the pressure is off now.
Right,
I'm just kind of scouting around and looking around, but no, it was the only buck I saw for the year. And, you know, it's 3.5-year-old 8-pointer, so it's really what I'm after anyway.
Sure.
So it was great.
Well, I'm glad that you you got to at least experience something that a lot of hunters haven't this year, you know? Some of us have chosen not to pull the trigger. I passed on a little six, but I've been chasing a 9-pointer, and I haven't got a shot on him yet.
yeah. Well, it's neat to know that that one's out there, though. And, and passing on those younger bucks is still critical. I mean, it's important because if you shoot them this year, what's going to be there next year?
Sure. And maybe you can share your opinion on this, and I am a person that is not interested in shooting a small buck right now. I'm not just hunting for meat. I'm hunting for sport and the meat potentially, but I don't have any interest in shooting another fork horn or anything like that. So I'm okay with not getting a deer, and I guess to pass on a 6-pointer like I saw, you have to be. And I guess what I'm trying to get at is, what's your feeling? For me, my opinion is, if somebody wants to go out and shoot a 4-corn because they want the venison,
right?
More power to you. Go ahead. I guess that's your choice, but
that's why we have the rules the way we do. Yeah. You know, if people want to do that, well, then you're going to get just the single tag and you're done. And personally, myself, I value that time in the woods, and I don't have interest in shooting a yearling. I've cut enough of them up over the years. I've shot enough over the years that there's not a lot of meat on them. And, you know, I just soon have a 2.5-, 3.5-year-old buck that's got some steaks on them and not just all layers.
Well, you mentioned buying just a single tag versus a combo tag, and that's something I'd like to get more into and pick your brain a little bit. And I think a lot of people don't understand things about combo tags versus single tags, statistically speaking. And I'd also like to find out what you've been hearing from the rumor mill about the delisting of wolves, because there's a big rumor going on out there. If you could hang out with us, we'll continue this in our next outdoor report later this hour.
I'll be glad to, Adam.
Vice President of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, George Lindquist, hanging around with us in our next outdoor report right here on The Outdoor Show.